Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Hi everybody, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and today I want to talk to you about the antidote for overwhelm in your medical or surgical practice. Do you ever walk into the office and you just sort of dread it? You feel as if you're not getting anywhere. It's the same thing day in and day out, and you're not really seeing any progress. Sometimes it can feel like the walls are crushing in on you. It keeps you up at night, and you think to yourself, how am I ever going to change this? Everyone's relying on me. I have so many responsibilities. How am I going to ever get to where I want to be? And how can I get over this feeling of just being overwhelmed because everybody wants something from me, whether I'm at work or whether I'm at home? It's more common than you think, and I hear about this from physicians all the time, and it's one of the biggest reasons for burnout. So how can you avoid that? So if the disease is overwhelm, what is the treatment? Well, in a simple world, a simple answer to that is the way to eliminate overwhelm is to get clarity around what it is that you want to accomplish. And then the key is seeing progress towards accomplishing that. And you may think, gee, that's easy to say, but it's just difficult every single day. And it is. It involves changing some of our habits. It involves getting out of our comfort zone. It involves perhaps having an accountability coach, somebody who sees us every day and can help you work through that and can navigate it. And quite frankly, overwhelm occurs at every level of your organization, whether it's the front desk, one of your clinicians, the biller, you, everyone can experience this overwhelm. And you need to keep that at bay in order to have a very pleasant and optimally functioning office. So how do you do that? So the first thing that I like to tell people to do, and I work through with them, and that I do personally, because I manage a number of different businesses. I do publishing, I do consulting, and also I'm still hands-on in a bariatric surgery practice and a hormone practice. So it's really kind of crazy, and I'm a mother of four kids, and a wife, of course. So it's very overwhelming. So the thing that can help you get over that overwhelm and get you so that you can be thinking straight and not dreading every single day is to first take a look at everything that you need to do. And actually, I know you're going to say, I don't have time for this, but write down all your responsibilities that you have that are causing you overwhelm, your responsibilities and the things that are your biggest frustrations. Then what I want you to do is take a look at that list, a hard look at it, and say, is there anything on there that you can delegate to somebody else? And I don't just mean take a project that you've been doing and just kind of give it to somebody else. You do have to give some guidance. And for a lot of people, they think, well, giving that to somebody else is actually more work for me because they're never going to do it as well as I do it, or they can't do it because it's not in their skill set. If you put a process in place, which is very key, people will rise to the occasion. So you can actually delegate some things. There's some things you may be doing in your everyday practice that you can eliminate. If it's not getting you anywhere and it's not getting you closer to the goals that you've clarified for yourself, then don't do it. And I know that's easy for me to say, but the reality is once you stop doing those, it can be so freeing and so exhilarating. And then you can take that time and energy and put it towards an action that's actually moving you closer to your goal. So you've written everything down, you've taken a look at it, you've delegated some things, you've eliminated some things that you don't necessarily need to be doing. Then what you really need to do is to take a look, I know I said clarify, but look at where is it that you really want to go? Where is it, what's your goal? And you may not have even had time to even stop and think about this, but you need to take the time. You can't go through, pretty soon 10 years have passed, and you basically get what you tolerate. And that's a phrase I know you probably or may have heard before, but you do get what you tolerate. So if you tolerate confusion every single day and you tolerate being unhappy every single day, that's what you're going to get because you're tolerating it. And you're the only one who has control over changing that. So you need to clarify where it is that you want to go. And then the thing that's going to give you the biggest sense of exhilaration and happiness and is that feeling of progress, that you're actually moving toward those things that you want to accomplish. So that's where you're really going to get your biggest amount of energy and push to keep going. Because we all know every day your old habits creep in. Those things that you don't need to be doing anymore you continue to do. It's just a habit. We all experience this with weight loss and lots of different things in our life. So once you determine that, then you need to start putting steps in place to get to where it is you really want to go. And those are some very hard decisions, and it's also some new, hard, out of your comfort zone actions that you need to take. A lot of times the thing that helps most people, helps me too, is to have someone that you can have accountability with. Whether you hire somebody, I know I work with different professionals and also practices to help implement this, but whether you have somebody who's helping you to make these changes, to take a peek at where it is you want to go and help you get there and shorten your learning curve so that you can get there a lot faster, that's one way. You can even share just accountability with a peer, with a spouse, with someone else a good friend that you have. You need to have some sort of accountability. And accountability isn't meant to be something that's punitive. Accountability just means that I'm taking accountability for my actions. So I know I'm unhappy right now. I know I'm overwhelmed, and I'm the one who needs to make some changes in order to improve my situation. So those are some of my tips. But really, that disease called overwhelm is treated by clarity around what it is that you want, what it is that you want to accomplish, and then progress towards attaining exactly that. So if you find that you may need help with that, you need some accountability, it's something that I'm always happy to do with professionals and physicians alike and practices. It's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And if not me, just make sure that you reach out to someone or you at least take the time to implement these steps. Because I want nothing better than for you to have a life filled without overwhelm and full of happiness. So also give me a shout out if there's other topics you want me to talk about, or if you have some helpful tips that you'd like to share with other bariatric surgeons or physicians, let me know. I'm always interested in having additional guests on my podcast. So until the next time, have a great day, and let's do everything we can to decrease that overwhelm and increase the happiness and satisfaction in your life. Take care.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.